impact of metabolic shift toward oxidative phosphorylation on metastatic process and cytotoxicity of natural killer cells against tumors. All the data presented here are collected from the experiments on HCT116 cells, a cell line derived from breast cancer and that can undergo metastasis. We have shown that pyruvate dehydrogenase kinase, PDK1 inhibitor, dichloroacetic acid, DCA, switches cancer cells towards mesenchymal morphology, which leads to an increase in tumor cell motility in several models. You can see it in figure 2 and 3. Figure 2 shows a three-dimensional model where HCT116 cells formed spheroids that we characterized and observed that spheroids area shrinked upon DCA treatment in the concentration of 10 mmol and for 48 hours, and that in DCA condition there were a lot of cells that got to the outside of the sphere by comparison to non-treated control cells. Figure 3 represents two-dimensional models, and you can see that HCT116 cells have actively migrated upon 20 mmol DCA treatment for 48 hours. In figure 3b, you can also observe that this effect in a transwell test was enhanced by fatty acid. Motile cells were characterized by the increased expression of several EMT markers such as SNAIL, ZEP and TWIST that you can see in figure 1. Here, cells were treated with DCA of 5 mmol for 48 hours. In the same figure, you can see that the switch towards mesenchymal morphology in HCT116 cells involves an increase of expression of fatty acid translocase CD46 and very long chain specific acyl coenzyme A dehydrogenase ACADVL, that are essential in lipid metabolism. We have discovered that the DCA stimulates increase of fatty acid oxidation in HCT116 cells and that this involves kinase MAP ERK5 pathway. You can see in figure 1 that ERK5 is implicated in the expression of CD46 and NCADVL and EMT markers. In parallel, we have demonstrated that DCA boosts the cytotoxicity of NK cells towards HCT116 cells in two-dimensional models, which you can see in figure 4. The cytotoxicity of NK cells against HCT116 cells pretreated with DCA 10 mmol for 48 hours was augmented by 20%. Also, our three-dimensional spheroid model, also HCT116 cells, were less viable treated with DCA and NK cells than with DCA itself, by 15%. Our three-dimensional model for investigation of the sensitization of metastatic cancer cells towards NK cell cytotoxicity is up to date a unique approach. Our data indicate that epithelial to mesenchymal transition process is related to a lipid metabolism shift through oxidative phosphorylation upregulation. This shift sensitizes NK cells and favors their action against metastatic cells or cells of mesenchymal morphology. NK cells have the ability to eliminate their targets, performing antibody-dependent cellular cytotoxicity, triggered by the interaction of NK Fc receptors and specific antibodies bound to a cell being eliminated. For this reason, there is a possibility to sensitize NK cells by adding antibodies targeting a specific antigen on a metastatic or metastatic to B cell, which may be CD46. You can have an insight to our concept in the figure perspectives. We just need complementary experiments using our 3D model to study NK effects on co-cultured tumoral cells combined with DCA treatment. We also need to further characterize CD46 involvement in the process in order to employ it in a targeted therapy using expanded NK cells and a specific anti-CD46 antibody. Thank you for your attention.